Sport on RTE Radio 1.
And Darren Frehill, good morning, and good positive news from the Irish team in Sydney.
Yeah, it's very nice to bring you some good news this morning, Mary, because the Republic of Ireland, the women's team, they play in the World Cup tomorrow. Hard to believe it's one day away, isn't it?
11 a.m.
11 a.m. tomorrow morning. Australia cannot wait. And the Irish manager, Vera Powell, has been holding her pre-match press conference ahead of that big match in Sydney. And they've just gathered for training. And along with them is RTE correspondent Tony Donoghue. And he joins me now. Tell us the good news, first of all, Tony.
Well, the good news from Vera Powell and from her captain, Katie McCabe, is Denise O'Sullivan has been past fit to play. She's had a couple of training sessions up in Brisbane. The team flew down just this afternoon. There was a fantastic reception for them at the airport, which they said gave them a great boost. But Katie and manager Vera Powell came straight to the Olympic Stadium for a press conference. They're now at the Leichhardt Oval, where they'll be training. They'll start at 1700 local time at 5 o'clock in about, what is it, about 20 minutes or so from now. But the news about Denise O'Sullivan, Vera said once again that we've nothing to hide. She has been past fit, and unless that there's an incident or an issue in the training session here, which will be the absolute final training session before tomorrow's game, well, she will start. She will play for Ireland in the Irish midfield tomorrow. So I did ask, had she had contact training, had she had tackles and such like in the last training session up in Brisbane, and she said she had. So they're confident that Denise O'Sullivan not only will be fit, but she'll last 90 minutes. And, you know, she's so important to the Irish team. So that's really good news from an Irish point of view.
Tony, I'm just want to pick up on something you said there. They're not training at the match venue this evening over there. Is that unusual that they're not going to get a run out at the actual ground where they're going to play the big game?
Well, the same is the case for Australia and what they have to do. And it's a bit of a strange schedule, I have to say, and that's a fair point. Flying down from Brisbane today, rushing to the pre-match press conference, the manager and the captain, then rushing to another venue, and Sydney traffic can be very, very difficult to navigate. And then they'll go back to the Olympic Stadium for what FIFA are calling a familiarisation period, which basically is just a walk around the stadium. There won't be any proper training sessions or any footballs involved, so they just get a chance to look around like tourists almost, you might say, because it is a massive venue. Remember, this is the venue 23 years ago where Sonia O'Sullivan won a silver medal in the Olympic 5000 metres. So maybe that in its own way is a sign, because Vera was talking about the pressure of the big crowd, and she said, we didn't collapse under pressure. There were record crowds in Sweden, and that was in Gothenburg, another venue for Sonia O'Sullivan's success in the World Championships. There was a record crowd in Helsinki in Finland. There was a record crowd in Hampden Park. We've even had a record crowd in Tala. So she said, we haven't collapsed under pressure, and she doesn't see any reason why we will do that tomorrow. What was interesting from a reporter from Radio Columbia, in the light of what happened, Denise, and that game being abandoned, asked whether we were expecting a tough physical game against Australia. And Katie McCabe answered that one like a boxer. She said, we're known, we don't shy away from physicality. And when you look at France and their game, when you look at Australia and their game against France, well, they don't either. So we can match it, she said. Bring it on.
Okay, Tony, thanks for the update there from Sydney. The news not so good from Shamrock Rovers' perspective. Beaten last night in the Champions League, lost 2-1 to Breda Bleck of Iceland. So they go out 3-1 on aggregate. The Irish Independent has a very interesting story. They are reporting that Meath footballer Vicky Wall is close to agreeing a deal with the IRFU to join the Irish Rugby 7 squad. Now, Wall, as well as playing for her County Meath, she's also been playing Aussie Rules down under. But the reports suggest that the union would like to fast track her for development for the 7 squad, and that would put her into contention for a place on the Olympic squad next summer. I know there's probably a lot to be done, but a very interesting story there. Finally, Rashida Adeleke finished second in her 200 metres in the Continental Tour gold meeting near Budapest last night. This was her first run as a professional athlete, first outing as well since her great college performance. So 5-6 week break and put in a performance like that. Yeah. Bodes well.
Impressive woman. All right, Darren, we'll hear from you again in about an hour's time.